Hi, my name is Jim Hogg, and I'm a program manager in the C++ compiler team. Visual Studio 2012 brings several features that make your C++ code run faster. Of course, you should start by choosing the best algorithm and the best data structures for your program. But after that, you make it go faster by using all of the available hardware. On a modern PC, that hardware includes three items. First, the SSE vector registers that perform arithmetic and logic operations in parallel. Next, multiple cores, typically four, but this can range up to 32 or even more. And finally, the graphics card, or GPU. Yes, it's as good at pushing pixels, but it can also be used to do general purpose calculations. In the next three demos, I'll show how Visual C++ makes it easy to use all of this hardware to make your code run faster. This first demo is a ray tracing program. The ball is bouncing slowly, and the motion is jerky. On the top line, we see the speed is around 2 frames per second. And the task manager shows I'm only using about 12% of the available CPU. This is a release build of the C++ project, like you would get from any previous version of Visual Studio. The code is optimized for speed, but it uses only scalar registers and only one core. If I rebuild it in Visual Studio 2012, the compiler does a better job. First, it analyzes the loops in your program and, where possible, generates code that makes use of the vector registers. We also call these SSE registers for streaming SIMD extensions. So if we have a loop that adds two arrays of floats together, instead of doing one addition on each trip around the loop, it will do four additions in parallel. And this speeds up the loop, obviously. In addition, I have clicked the option Enable Parallel Code Generation in my project properties. This instructs the compiler to spread a loop across multiple cores. Oh, I also added a pragma in the source file just before each of the three loops I want parallelized. So that's all I changed. And now, look, see what the compiler does for me. Much faster. It's now computing around 16 frames per second, about 7 times faster. And Task Manager shows I'm burning 100% of the available CPUs. As you can see, this is an 8-core PC. So just to reiterate, I clicked one box, added three pragmas, rebuilt the project in Visual Studio 2012. That took me less than 5 minutes. And the result? My program now runs 7 times faster. That first demo, ray tracing, exhibits a fairly simple kind of parallelism. But what if your program is more complex? Instead of some heavy computational loops, it has dozens of separate calculations, and they have various dependencies. For example, first run A, then run B, then run XYZ in parallel, and then join up before running C. Oh, and then loop back to the beginning and repeat until the calculation converges. Now, in the old days, before Visual Studio 2012, to make this kind of program use multiple cores, you would have to spawn a bunch of threads and take care of wiring them together in the right order, as well as protecting updates to shared data with locks and mutexes. It's all possible, of course, but it's difficult and it's error-prone. Instead, for this financial application, I'm using the new features in the library called PPL, for Parallel Patterns Library. This application is designed to pick the subset of stocks from an index, like the S&P 500, that best mimics the historical rise and fall of that index. We can't solve this problem by brute force. Choosing every combination of N stocks from 500 and working out the best, that would just take too long. So instead, we use a genetic algorithm called differential evolution. This invents 100 individuals, and each one selects stocks at random. We measure how well that choice did against history, then use heuristics to improve that population. It's like Darwinian evolution of day traders, simulated inside the computer. So, we identify the major tasks within the application, that's to say the main functions. We link them together in a way that reflects their ordering. We then build and run. No need to worry about threads and synchronization and balancing work across multiple cores. Just define the tasks, and the PPR runtime takes care of all the details. I've already run the serial version of this program using just one core on my PC. As you can see in this cell here, it took about 103 seconds. So now let's hit Control W and run the version that uses all the cores on my PC. As you can see, the version burns now near 100% of the CPU, and the final result comes back in about 16 seconds. That's a speed up of, as we shall see in just a second or two, almost 6.2 times. So far, I've shown how Visual C++ 2012 helps your code run faster by using vector registers and multiple cores. But modern PCs have another vital item that can speed up your code, the graphics card or GPU. This actually contains hundreds of simplified cores, and we can harness them for regular computation. This demo shows the n-body problem. It simulates how a galaxy of stars evolves under mutual gravitational force. Here, I'm running with about 10,000 stars on a single CPU core, and it's producing 4.5 gigaflops, that's billions of floating point operations per second. Now, I can use a version of this program built with PPL from the last demo to spread the calculation across all the cores on my PC. Okay, now we're up to 13, 14, 15-ish gigaflops, and all of the cores are now being worked hard. But how to run this on the graphics card? Well, there's two approaches. First, you could restructure your code to use low-level calls to a C-like API, and this gives you lots of control over fine detail, but it takes a while to program. Or, you could use Visual Studio 2012 and its new high-level library called C++ AMP. The AMP actually stands for Accelerated Massive Parallelism. This library takes care of all the low-level details of allocating buffers, transferring data back and forth between the CPU memory and the GPU memory, synchronization and other mechanical stuff. But because it's a high-level library, changing your program to use C++ AMP is quite easy. And needless to say, that's what I chose. Here we're running now on the graphics card and see the speed increase. We've gone from about 5 gigaflops up to 150, 190, 160 gigaflops. We can actually make this faster by increasing the number of particles to give it more work. And now, as you can see, resetting the particles, we're up to about 900 gigaflops, 0.9 teraflops. But we can do even better. This particular PC has two graphics cards. And if we spread the calculations across both and give it even more work to do, we're now up to about 100,000 stars, you can see that the power in this combination of two graphics cards is around 1.4 teraflops. That's just an enormous amount of power. It's like having a supercomputer inside your PC. I hope you've enjoyed this glimpse into Visual C++ 2012. And on behalf of the product team here in Redmond, I hope you will enjoy using Visual C++ 2012 as much as we did in creating it.